to eBay Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Social marketing is hot, hot, hot these days. Social media being all over the news, but it can be so overwhelming. So many platforms, so little time. Reva Lazansky is here now with the five trends you should know about. She's the CEO, Grow Biz Media and Small Biz Daily.
Well, get your stuff together, because I'm not having a good day either.
Oh, well, I hope Reva is having a better
day. I hope so. She could make this whole show today.
Well, anyway, she was formerly the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. She's come on the show a lot. We're so glad you're back, Reva. What's the most important demographic group for online retailers to follow?
Well, first of all, I am having a good day. I'm happy to be here. It's great to hear both of you.
Great. Take over the show. We're leaving. Have a good
we'll
one,
see you
Reva.
Later. Bye.
So the most important group are millennials, which is, it's funny because people still go, oh, millennials. But when you look at the older edge of millennials, they're in their mid-30s. That means they're having kids. They're buying houses. That's a big trend right now. Mm. Where actually millennials are home ownership rates have been down in the last few years, and millennials buying homes are starting to lift that. And they're, like I said, they're having kids, and everybody knows that parents buy stuff, a lot of stuff, and there have been surveys that show that parents do more online shopping than any other demographic, and the more kids they have, the more they order online every week, sometimes every day. So there's just a great, great market to target, even trying to get them when they're younger, like the ones who are still in their 20s, because then they become familiar with your brand, they're very comfortable with you, and they'll continue to buy from you as they get older and their needs change.
Well, those darn millennials.
Thought,
yes.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And they're very important. Reva,
well, they are because they're so big. They're
I know.
General, we don't know how big Gen Z will get, but there's over 83 million millennials, and so who wants to ignore a market that is that large? It would be crazy to do that.
So there's a myth that they're all living at home in their parents' basements. That's not true.
Yes, they've moved out of the basement and they're buying their own house.
That's
I wonder
good.
If they want to buy my house. Do they have any money?
That's good. So, Reva, everyone is still buzzing about mobile. What do small business owners need to know about mobile?
That it's not just convenience, a place to get news, a place to connect with people. The thing you have to know is that every demographic is buying on mobile. M-commerce is just skyrocketing. Almost 40% of all transactions last year were conducted on a mobile device. And so if you are an online seller, your site needs to be constructed mobile first. It has to be mobile friendly. Google is now indexing mobile first. And so if you are not a really mobile friendly site, and more than anything, that means things load quickly, because Google will penalize you if you don't. And even more important than that, consumers will penalize you if you don't have a fast loading site. And so you need to make sure, put all your web development money, whatever you're thinking of doing this year, into making sure your website is really mobile optimized and really, really quick.
I ran into when we got our website upgraded about 10 or 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran into the situation. She said, I will not. Our company has a new rule. We will not do any work for anybody unless they're web mobile enabled. Yeah, they're just not going to do it anymore. So what Reva says is true, people. Make sure that your website, your listings, everything is set up for mobile. Look on your mobile phone after you list something. See how it looks. You know, compare.
Makes perfect
sense.
That's
a good point, Lee. People think that their site is fine. Oh, we've done that. And that they don't shop their own site. And that's a really good point. They should go and look on not only their mobile device, but other people's mobile devices, if it's different, to see what the experience is and to make sure that any potential customers are having a really good customer experience.
Reva, what's next in marketing that small business owners should be all prepared to meet?
So it's all about voice now, right? So it's voice assistance, not only, you know, the in-home ones, but also the phone ones. So Siri and Google and, you know, Apple Home and Amazon's. I don't want to say the name because my device will come on. So that device, everybody knows what that is, or you can say the name. So right now, 49%, so almost half of all Americans have speakers at home. And there's a survey I saw that by 2020, 50% of all searches are going to be done by voice. So that means you have to make some changes. You have to change your SEO for voice search. People, when they tend to voice search, do it in more natural terms. They do it conversationally, and so you might want to look at your long tail keywords, and again, you have to make sure, because when people are using voice assistants, one of the reasons they use them is to make things quicker. So again, the fact that your site and the answers they get back needs to be really fast is really about most important.
She's the CEO of Grow Biz Media and Small Biz Daily, and I knew Reva when she was the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. How many years, Reva, were you with Entrepreneur?
Well, altogether about 28, but I was, editor for like 25 of those years, so.
And not one word went into that magazine that she did not have to approve. It was wonderful. She's just a fantastic person, so full of all kinds of knowledge that as entrepreneurs we need to know. Reva, what are some hot retail trends I need to know about right now?
Well, so I think I mentioned it before with the millennials, but it's babies. Babies are kind of hot again because you have, like I said, the leading edge of the millennials are turning 37 this year. So you have a ton of them in that age where they're getting married, they're having kids. My nephew, millennial, that, you know, he and his wife are pregnant right now. And we're close to a baby boom year is an official number. It's 4 million or more kids born. We're very close to that number last year. We don't know last year's number, but in 2016, there were like 3.9 million kids born. And kids have constant needs. There's no really better thing to do to market to kids because at different ages, they need different things and they outgrow things quickly just by the very definition of who they are. So that's a really, really big market, whether it's clothing or toys or furniture or food or decor or services, no matter what it is, it's a market that's constantly in need of stuff.
And I'll tell you what those mothers love. They love bundles.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they'll buy used stuff from you if you have it in a bundle, baby clothes. They just love that.
Yeah, well, you know what, Lee? It's so funny that you mentioned that because we do a weekly trend cast. So it's an email newsletter that we send out. And the one that goes out, it goes out every Wednesday. And then it shows up on our site the following Monday. But the one that lands on Wednesday, this Wednesday, is all about used clothing and secondhand clothes. And the demand for this is skyrocketing. People are really flocking to used clothing. No matter for any age group, mainly a lot of the millennials and Gen Z people are doing it because they think it's better for the environment to buy used. Big market right now.
So, Reva, what is social listening and is it important to me as a merchant?
What?
Social listening. Listen, yeah. Lee. Social listening.
So we all talk about social media as it's a two-way street, and it is. You need to get back to people, but you need to do a good deal of listening to what people are saying. So it's about kind of being silent for a little and checking out what are your customers asking on social media, not necessarily to you, but what are they asking of other people? What are they asking in general? What problems are they having? What competitors of your competitors, who are they shopping at? What do they care about just in general, not just in terms of at your store, but what are their needs? You know, what are their desires? And then if you monitor this, there was a survey done by Clutch and by Bank of America that showed if you do social listening, if you monitor what people are saying, that almost half of people said it improved their customer relationships. and it just makes it easier to keep up on what their competitors are doing, and that a lot of them are getting information about industry trends from what their customers are doing and to see. And then if you do that, if you monitor, if you listen, you can kind of identify sometimes the influencers in your category and then maybe start, you know, working with them a little so they can exert their influence on your behalf.
So Griff, you know, it's like when we're on Facebook and we see the eBay listeners, they're upset about something one day, or they care about something more the next day than they did the day before.
Yes.
It can be mind-boggling, but can really help. It helps me in producing the show, as a matter of fact. I never thought of it as social listening, but she's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's what most companies do now. They'll have a channel where they can, or they'll listen just, if not their own channel, they'll listen to.
Right. It's about not exerting yourself into the process, about not trying to make a sale,
yes,
about learning more about what your customers want so you can in turn provide that so you can make a sale.
Reva, we love you, and I hope you come back soon. I miss you. We never got to, you know, have a picking and singing session doing John Prine songs. One of these days we have to do that.
We need to.
We always said,
talking to you guys too.
We always said we were going to do that. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, Reva, how do we get that newsletter on Wednesdays?
So if you go to our site, smallbizdaily.com, in the upper right-hand corner, you can sign up. It's called Trendcast. It's free. It just shows up on Wednesday. It's not a whole lot of words. You can read it in probably a minute or two.
Thank you, Reva.
Thank you,
that
Reva.
Was great. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software. Up next, your calls here at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
Listening. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listening has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone. Even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.